perfectionism can stop you from getting started in public speaking, but it can do way more than that as well. In this episode of the Public Speaking Superpowers podcast, I'm going to talk about perfectionism and how it breeds the fear of public speaking. Hi, this is Karma Spence, your host and author of the award-winning and Kindle best-selling book, Public Speaking Superpowers. The desire to be perfect, to not make a mistake, can increase the fear of public speaking. You've heard it before, the often quoted statistic that basically says people are, in general, more afraid of public speaking than dying. I believe this is in part due to the belief that when you speak in front of a group of people, you can be horribly humiliated by making a mistake. I submit to you that this perspective, this belief, is itself a big mistake. Food for thought. First, in general, your audience is rooting for you. If you make a mistake, they feel bad for you. They are not looking to cut you down. So just accept that you made a mistake and move on with grace. Your audience will go with you. Second, unless your mistake brings about the fall of civilization as we know it, a blooper on the stage isn't the end of the world. Get over it. And finally, as Seymour Segnit, founder and president of CTRN, once said, the anxious energy that often goes into trying to make something absolutely perfect is totally counterproductive. In other words, the more you attempt to be perfect, the more you are likely to make a mistake. Here's the thing. Good public speakers make mistakes, and then they move on. I've seen speakers who've had to deal with broken shoes, technical difficulties, and even words not coming to mind. It happens. Each of these speakers acknowledges the blunder, if necessary, and usually with humor, and then moves on. They don't bring undue attention to the goof, and they don't let it derail them from their message. Segnit continued, if you look at the very best speakers out there, those with the most powerful stage presence, say Barack Obama or Tony Robbins, they make mistakes, and they make them all the time, but it makes no difference to their momentum and their message. In other words, if Tony Robbins can survive a blooper, you can too. The trick now becomes, how do you reduce the fear so that you'll make fewer mistakes? For one, leave the perfectionism at the door. After this quick break, I'll share some tips on how to beat this particular mind goblin. And now for a quick commercial break. If public speakers were superheroes, what would their superpowers be? They could be passion, authenticity, voice, and more. And what's even better, you can have them too. You may ask, who, me? Yes, you. Order your copy of Public Speaking Superpowers on Amazon today. Find out more at publicspeakingsuperpowers.com. And now back to the podcast. Before the break, I shared how perfectionism can not only stop you from getting started in public speaking, but can breed the fear that makes speaking before groups very challenging. Now, I've discussed perfectionism quite a bit over on my KarmaSpence.com blog, so I'll leave some links in the show notes. But as promised, here are three quick tips for combating perfectionism. One, and this is the most common piece of advice. In fact, I've already mentioned it in this very episode. Allow yourself to be wrong in front of others. Making mistakes is how we learn. So if you stop yourself from the possibility of making an error, then you are also stopping yourself from growth. Two, get realistic. Are those mistakes you're afraid of making really all that bad? Are you aiming too high for where you are on your learning curve right now? Don't expect to be just like featured speakers Patricia Fripp or Cindy Ashton on your first, second, or even third time out. It takes time to become a seasoned speaker, and you won't get there if you let your desire to be perfect stop you from taking the opportunities that will season you. And finally, three, practice failing. I know this sounds strange, but it can really work. Practice making a mistake and recovering from it. That way, if you happen to make a mistake when the stakes are real, you'll already be prepared to handle it. In other words, develop and practice your plan B. I hope you found value in this episode of the Public Speaking Superpowers podcast. If so, please give the podcast a thumbs up or stop by publicspeakingsuperpowers.com for more information about public speaking. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.